This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. When a virus attacks a cell, a vital coenzyme called NAD may decline up to 80%. NAD is essential to defend the cell, to repair the cell, and to restore energy. True Niagen Pro, also known as nicotinamide riboside, can increase NAD. True Niagen Pro promotes cellular repair and energizes your cells. True Niagen Pro, cellular defense for life. For more information to purchase, go to drhoffman.com/trueniagenpro. That's true, T-R-U. drhoffman.com/trueniagenpro.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Well, it's another month, folks, and here we are amidst lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the lockdown is easing. It's beginning to ease. It's got to ease because, well, humans forced to self-incarcerate aren't going to do that for a very long period of time. That's why there are bars and guards in prison, because people are going to want to break out. And we're beginning to see that. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've been patient. We've been compliant. The vast majority of Americans are observing social distancing and sheltering in place. But the great opening up is about to begin, and we'd like to hear from you. We want to hear what you've been doing. How are you doing? If you have any questions, 877-726-8255. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and we're going to apply that to the current COVID-19 pandemic on today's program. We got lots of information, lots of new angles on coronavirus. 877-726-8255. We'll take your calls momentarily. This morning, New York has had a dual problem, because where I'm sheltering in Manhattan, we've been told to minimize our trips outside, and we've been told to wear masks when going outside and observe that 6-foot distancing from others. But also, it's been uncharacteristically cold and oppressive here in New York, with cold temperatures, cloudy skies, wind, rain, and drizzle for the past few days. And this morning, when I woke up, I looked out the window, and it was bright sunshine, and warmer temperatures are looming this weekend. And that means that lots and lots of people are going to get outside, and tell you why in just a moment, why that might be a good idea. I took advantage of it. I can't go to the gym, which is one of my favorite activities prior to doing the show on weekends. So I just put on my sneakers, went outside, took a run, and I was amazed at the number of people out there who were just itching to get outside. They're running, they're walking in droves, and more people are using that exercise connection to support their health. And here's a couple of good reasons why that's a good idea. This headline: sitting is bad for your brain, not just your metabolism or heart. And it's an amazing study from the University of California, Los Angeles. UCLA researchers recruited 35 people. This is well before coronavirus. Researchers recruited 35 people aged 45 to 75 and asked about their physical activity levels and the average number of hours per day they spent sitting over the previous week. And then each person had a high-resolution MRI scan, which looks at the brain and provides a detailed look at what is called the medial temporal lobe, or the MTL. That's a brain region that is crucial in the formation of new memories. Here's what they found. The researchers found that sedentary behavior is a significant predictor of thinning of the MTL, that crucial brain region involved in the formation of memories, and that physical activity, even at high levels, is insufficient to offset the harmful effects of sitting for extended periods. So they say that MTL thinning can be a precursor to cognitive decline, dementia in middle age and older adults. And so we got to do less sitting and more moving. And this researcher did this amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Our university, the University of Virginia School of Medicine, is proposing that exercise may protect against deadly coronavirus complications. And they think that it should be recommended, just like social distancing. So instead of, shelter in place, don't go outside, you should go outside, but, keep at least 6 feet between you and non-family members when you must go out. Of course, wash your hands, wear a mask when you're in close confinement. But this research at the University of Virginia School of Medicine, Dr. Zhen Yan, he's a professor of cardiovascular medicine, said that based on his research, exercise is a key strategy to protect against severe complications from COVID-19 should you fall ill. He looked at 120 studies, many of them conducted in animals and some from his own lab, to see how on a molecular level exercise prompts the production of an essential substance. It's called extracellular SOD. An extracellular SOD protects tissues from oxidative stress, which contributes to the development of many diseases. He was especially interested in the benefits of skeletal muscle extracellular SOD, which is produced naturally all the time, but it's boosted with cardiovascular exercise. And then exercise helps to circulate the antioxidant throughout the body to other tissues affected by disease. Dr. Yan believes that his findings, quote, strongly support the possibility that exercise can prevent or at least reduce the severity of the lung infections that cause many patients to seek hospitalization and end them up on ventilators, which in a later story I'm going to share with you may turn out to be of dubious value. That's coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Eileen. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. My daughter's 45, and she has lupus. And you were the first one to tell me years ago when I called about she had alopecia areata, and you told me it's an immune problem. Well, it is.
Yeah.
And it's developed where she's on Plaquenil twice a day.
So she is one of the lucky few who are able to obtain hydroxychloroquine, which is thought to be this wonderful panacea against coronavirus.
Yes, exactly.
She's on it, not for coronavirus, but it's because she's got an autoimmune condition. So interesting. All right.
Now, is there anything that can be done for her? Because she had a hysterectomy last month, and she can't, well, 2 months ago. She can't seem to recuperate.
Yeah, so that could be something that could make things worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole protocol that we in integrative medicine use for patients with lupus or patients with autoimmune disease. And interestingly, I just recorded a podcast that you'll hear in a week or so once we post it with an integrative rheumatologist, Dr. Ailey Cohen. And she treats a lot of these types of patients. And, we went over some of the things that we do for patients with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, among which the autoimmune paleo diet, a diet that's free of gluten, that's free of dairy products, that is rich in fresh fruits and vegetables and fiber, that does include some animal protein. This is something that helps enormously with autoimmune conditions. Lots of fish oil may be beneficial. Higher doses of vitamin D, anti-inflammatories like curcumin can be helpful. For lupus patients, I give them DHEA. The females especially benefit from DHEA. That's a nutritional supplement. But the program needs to be individualized. We need to know exactly what's going on with her. It may be that the hysterectomy, because of the hormone changes that caused, premature menopause, may send her on a downward spiral. And sometimes hormone support with natural bioidentical hormones can help these patients. But certainly there are things that can be done to minimize her dependency on medication, in some cases eliminate the need for medication, although Plaquenil is a relatively mild medication that you can stay on for a long term. But listen to that upcoming podcast because we tackle the issue of what to do for autoimmunity. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots to talk about. You can call with questions about coronavirus, but hey, you got other problems, just like Eileen. Share with us some of your health challenges because, you know, just because we were in lockdown and coronavirus was on our minds doesn't mean that all our health problems vanished overnight. They continued despite the pandemic. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, amid the coronavirus pandemic. As many of us emerge from lockdown, I'm here in New York. There's no hope for us because they want to just extend and extend and extend the lockdown. But in other parts of the country, life is beginning to resume some semblance of normality. 877-726-8255 is our number. All this distress, fear over coming down with coronavirus and the prospect of all the economic losses that we're going to experience, business concerns, I think virtually no one is untouched by that. And then maybe you look at your stock portfolio or your 401k and, you know, it's even worse. Anxiety is rampant during this time. And there's a story here. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety meds spike amid coronavirus. New report finds. They say that coronavirus quarantine has contributed to a surge in the demand for prescription tranquilizers and sleep aids in the United States as Americans continue to feel on edge about the uncertainty of the disease, according to a new research report. And when I talk to my patients about that, I've got several patients that say, you know, send me some anxiety meds. And I go, look, I'm really not in the business of prescribing these things. They're addictive. And yes, I understand that some people need antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds, but, I'm an integrative physician and I want to urge people to undertake safer, more natural solutions. They say that from February 16 to March 15, prescriptions for antidepressants rose 18.6%. Well, that's early in this pandemic. The statistics, once they come in for April, are going to just be astounding. So this is a mental health emergency. And let me share this important message with you, because there are natural alternatives. We did an entire podcast with Dr. Neil Levin, who is an expert on natural solutions for stress and mental and emotional conditions. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I recommend and stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. We need to access these natural solutions. They include GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, melatonin for sleep, protosorb magnesium, which is magnesium threonate that crosses the blood-brain barrier and has a relaxing effect on neurotransmitters, and Mucuna extract, which supports dopamine production. Now, with current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. And that's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. Now, they're only available from healthcare practitioners. Can't find them in retail stores, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Did you hear this story? New Jersey driver crashes car after passing out from wearing an N95 mask. Now, amazing story. A New Jersey driver crashed head-on into a pole after passing out from wearing an N95 mask for hours. Now, I see these people in cars alone, and they're wearing their masks. Now, they're taking very literally the urgings that people should wear masks, because if you're in a car alone, you don't really need a mask, right? Because it's not like there's some virus-filled miasma in your car that's going to cause you to get coronavirus infection. They say that this driver had been wearing an N95 mask, and this is actually in line with studies that suggest that some of these masks, the particularly good ones, they're great for preventing you from dispersing viral particles or from inhaling viral particles. They're so good that they inhibit your carbon dioxide expiration, and you build up carbon monoxide levels, and that causes your mental performance and your coordination and your judgment to be impaired. And this has actually been studied in hospital personnel who need to wear these protective masks, that they can feel a little off. They can make mistakes because they're building up high levels of carbon dioxide and they're not oxygenating their brains adequately, because these masks impair their breathing. Now, they're fine if you're going to be a health professional, but for the average person, or if you're working out and exercising, it's a little bit like exercising at 10,000 feet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And, you know, make sure that you call us early in the program, because this tends to be a flurry of calls right towards the end of the program where it's hard to take them all. So 877-726-8255 is a way to get through to me, because, well, maybe after the program something comes to mind, or maybe you're busy during the program and you can't call. You can call that number 24/7, 7 days a week, anytime you like, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I was wondering whether Berkeley Life has the potential of raising blood pressure because of the beet content. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's really an interesting question, because all the evidence points to the likelihood that Berkeley Life products, their dietary nitrates concentrated in a pill, you know, kind of thing that you get from arugula and beets. And some people just can't stand beets. You know, like, I love beets. I have tons of beets. I cut up beets in my salad virtually every day. I love arugula, which is a wonderful dietary source of nitrates. But if you want to augment your dietary nitrates, you can take the Berkeley Life Professional product, and it will increase your dietary nitrates. And it actually, you know, we did an entire podcast recently where we reported on research at UCLA that shows that this very product lowers blood pressure significantly by several points, comparable to many of the most popular and effective blood pressure medications. So, you know, the only way that I guess you could say that if you eat a ton of beets, maybe the carbohydrate content of beets, you know, after all, sugar beets used to be the main source of table sugar. So I guess from the standpoint of, oh, if you eat a lot of carbs, maybe this could have an effect on your insulin metabolism, and indirectly that could affect your blood pressure. Yeah, I could see that maybe, although it's more likely that you're going to mess up your insulin metabolism with refined carbohydrates like, you know, sugar and white bread, pastries, candy, you know, too much orange juice, perhaps. But, you know, there's virtually no carbohydrate content in a Berkeley Life capsule, so it's not going to raise your blood pressure. In fact, au contraire, it's going to actually lower your blood pressure. That's been really well documented in a recent study. We talked to Dr. Matthew Budoff, who's you know, a wonderful professor at UCLA, does a lot of research on nutraceuticals. He's actually one of the world's experts on ultrafast CT scans to determine coronary artery calcification. He's a brilliant researcher, and he undertook research using Berkeley Life products. You know, their professional product that actually demonstrated lowering of blood pressure. So that's not going to be the case. 877-726-8255. Let's talk about ventilators for a moment. Ventilators. More ventilators was the call early in this. We don't have enough ventilators. Where are the ventilators? People are going to be dying in droves because we don't have enough ventilators. We're behind the eight ball in ventilator production, and how could we have been caught so unprepared? And we've got to rapidly ramp up our ventilator capacity. and the journalists were screaming on TV, more ventilators. Well, there's an interesting article by Dr. Matt Strauss. He's a critical care physician. I believe he's here in New York. And he specializes in the use of such machines as a critical care physician. He's in the ICU all the time, and he uses them very extensively. And he is critical, as many doctors are, of the early trend to put a lot of coronavirus patients on ventilators because, you know, they'd come in, they'd be short of breath, they had terrible oxygens, and so they were all put on ventilators. Problem is, according to some of the research now, they're finding that about anywhere from two-thirds to 90% of people who've been put on ventilators don't make it. Once you're on a ventilator for more than a week, your chances of surviving become very low because there's a problem which is called ventilator-induced lung injury. And what happens when you get put on a ventilator, first of all, you lose complete control over your body. And basically, they pump you with air 24/7, which is very disconcerting. And they also sedate you heavily. So you're in kind of a dream state. Your lungs are paralyzed. And you're being breathed for. So, you know, you're kind of like being sustained under sedation in suspended animation for up to 3 or 4 weeks. And that's very, very, very bad for the body because the high pressure that they're using with these ventilators can damage the lungs. It causes what's called ventilator-induced lung injury, where something called pulmonary edema occurs. That's leaky lungs. Fluid accumulates in the lungs. Also, the lungs tend to become stiff. Their elasticity is destroyed by the constant process of forcing air into them. In addition, because you can't cough or clear your lungs adequately, you are likely to develop superimposed bacterial pneumonia, which makes things even worse. And one of the things that's bothersome about this trend to put people on ventilators is it's kind of like the easy way out for people managing patients with coronavirus. Because, and this is interesting, it is less likely when you're on a ventilator that you're going to transmit the virus to other medical personnel, which is a real concern because medical personnel tragically have died. Some of these frontline doctors and nurses and respiratory therapists, they've contracted coronavirus infections and they've died. And the reason is that before you get put on a ventilator, they sometimes put you on a nasal cannula or they put you on an alternative breathing apparatus. But those breathing apparatuses require constant suctioning. Patients are coughing up. They're spewing viral particles into the air, which remain suspended. And unless medical personnel have great protection with virtual spacesuits, they're very likely to get the viral infection themselves. So almost there's a bias towards putting people on ventilators. It's like, okay, the person's on a ventilator. They're locked down, easier to manage, and they're not going to spread the virus. I mean, that's a trend that is concerning in some of the frontline hospitals that are treating patients with severe coronavirus infections. And there was an interesting question that was posed by my producer, Al. He said, well, why don't, you know, there's such a shortage of ventilators. Why don't they just use CPAP machines? And initially I kind of laughed, like, your CPAP machine, they use that for sleep apnea. I don't think that's going to work. And then it turns out that CPAP machines and something called BiPAP machines, which force air into the lungs, may actually be a rational alternative, a much cheaper and more available alternative, and perhaps a safer alternative for patients who have breathing problems as a way to prevent them from requiring being on a ventilator. Now, here's another problem once you're on a ventilator and you're intubated is you have to be weaned. Now, weaning refers to, you know, if you're nursing as a baby or as a young animal, the process by which you stop breastfeeding. Well, they use that term to describe the process of getting a person off a ventilator. And it's actually very hard. It's like use it or lose it. Once you stop breathing on your own, it's hard to start breathing on your own again. So one of the most challenging problems that I've seen, you know, during my medical training is patients who've been on a ventilator for a long period of time, days or even a couple of weeks, is to get them to breathe on their own. These patients are sick, they're weak, they've got underlying medical problems, some of them are obese, which makes it harder to breathe. It's very hard to get those lazy lungs to start working again. And one of the things that we learned back in the 1980s when I trained is that many of these patients are magnesium deficient. Magnesium is essential for muscle strength. And by the way, the diaphragm of the lungs, one of the hardest working muscles in the body. And when the body is magnesium deficient, as many of these hospitalized patients are, and I hope they're checking their magnesium levels. It's very important. They need magnesium to restore their muscle function so that they can get to breathing on their own again and they can be properly weaned. So the ventilators, turns out, are not a panacea for coronavirus infections. And we ought to be more sparing in our use of ventilators. It turns out we're going to have an enormous surplus of ventilators. Another apparent wrong turn in our approach to this very, very challenging viral infection. It was everybody screaming, ventilators, ventilators, we got to get more ventilators. We need hundreds of thousands of ventilators. Well, not so fast, because they weren't the answer, and they could be part of the problem for some of the sicker patients. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be back with more information for you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. And, you know, there's been a lot of suppression of information about natural therapies for the coronavirus. And we talk about them here on Intelligent Medicine, just not enough attention to some potential natural approaches that might help The emphasis is all on the miracle breakthrough drugs, like first it was hydroxychloroquine, now it's remdesivir, which may or may not pan out because some studies show that it works and some studies show that it doesn't work at all. And it may be helpful, but natural therapies certainly have earned a place in our armamentarium of ways of coping with this pandemic. But the other day, I was really outraged, and some of you may also have been, at the spectacle of armed FBI agents raiding a medical practice in Michigan, near Detroit, that was offering patients vitamin C IV drips for prevention and or treatment of COVID-19. I mean, literally, they stormed the facility, you know, wearing those characteristic FBI jackets, and it looked for all the world like government suppression of an alternative therapy. And so it made for good headlines, and it got people riled up. It seemed like the most egregious violation of medical freedom of choice since, you know, some of you may remember back to the 90s, the infamous government raid on Dr. Jonathan Wright's Tahoma Clinic. That happened in 1992. It was dubbed the Vitamin B Bust. And millions of natural health consumers were incensed back then. It really got us mobilized and riled up. And the raid became a cause célèbre. It spawned a now classic video. You can still see it on YouTube, starring Mel Gibson. And in that clever segment, it depicted jackbooted commandos storming a home. They burst into Mel Gibson's kitchen and they discover Mel innocently hoisting a bottle of vitamin C tablets. And he says, "Guys, guys, it's just vitamins." And it was a very, very effective piece of propaganda. Because it highlighted the draconian measures that the government was using to suppress natural therapies. And it even played a role in spawning the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1995. It provides a legal carve-out for nutritional supplements so long as they don't make claims of efficacy for certain diseases. But I got to say, you know, I thought about it, and before I issued that kind of Paul Revere alarm about suppression of natural therapies around that incident, I did a little research because something didn't smell right about it. First of all, the FBI, for all its faults, it doesn't give a hoot if a doctor's administering a, quote, unauthorized therapy. That's not their job. Violations of standards of practice come under the aegis of local state medical boards. You know, maybe they don't like what you're doing, and so they go after you, and it's state by state. Some states are, you know, more restrictive about natural therapies. Others are sort of free fire zones. Or for example, say they were, you know, using dirty needles or something. That would be a city or state Department of Health might get involved and say unsanitary conditions, or maybe there wasn't social distancing, people weren't wearing masks, but not the FBI, never the FBI, unless it's about dollars. And, you know, that's apparently what this was all about. I suspected it from the beginning. I smelled a rat. If you bill Medicare or Medicaid for a procedure that's not explicitly covered, like IV vitamin C, they don't consider that an essential procedure. Maybe they should, but, you know, they consider it experimental or, you know, just not covered. That constitutes fraud, and the federal government will come down on you like a ton of bricks. They'll raid your facility, they'll seize your records and computers, and they'll begin prosecution, and there could be huge civil and or criminal penalties. Vitamin IVs aren't covered by insurance, and because they're expensive, some doctors who think they're clever have figured out ways to disguise them as, you know, maybe they'll call them chemotherapy or hydration or use some dodge to get their patients insurance. And that could fly for a while until government auditors or whistleblowers highlight the deception. And then those armed guys and FBI windbreakers show up unannounced at your clinic and demand records. And a fraud indictment follows and the scheme collapses. So this doctor who ran the Allure Medical Clinic in question, Dr. Charles Mock, in my opinion, is no folk hero. There were numerous lapses in hygiene there at his clinic, including the fact that workers continued on the job without quarantine after confirmation of coronavirus infection, as well as other Bush League billing irregularities he was charging for varicose vein treatments that he didn't even administer. And, you know, I got to say, I mean, I wish that we could make this a cause célèbre for integrative medicine, that this is an example of government suppression of what we do. But it's not. It's about fraud. It's about sloppy practice and, you know, shoddy professionalism. And that's all the more shame because his illegal conduct cast aspersions on a legitimate therapy. IV vitamin C is for real. It's got potential to help us deal with the coronavirus pandemic. There's just not enough research on it. Some research studies are underway. We just did a wonderful podcast with an authoritative vitamin C expert, Dr. Jeannie Drisco, and that's coming up next week. You can listen to it. It's a good therapy, but not in the hands of poor practitioners like Dr. Mock. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions.